Jim Taylor back on WRMJ and WRMJ.com as we get set for the individual state wrestling meet coming up Thursday, Friday, and Saturday down at the State Farm Center in Champaign. Among our local qualifiers, 113-pounder Brockton King. He was an alternate for state last year and for sure this year going to wrestle under the bright lights at the State Farm Center. So tell us a little bit about how excited you are about this experience and getting the job done and getting to state. Got to feel good.
Well, going down there, securing the win to go to state, it releases a lot of nerves. But realizing that you're going to wrestle in an arena that can sit a lot of people with six mats, that's kind of nerve-wracking. But I'm still super excited to go down there and kind of just, this is what everyone works for at the beginning of the season.
Well, so being an alternate last year, you got to watch. But watching and competing on one of those six mats is a lot different. So if you can go back to last year and say, man, I'm going to get down there and wrestle on one of those mats. Was that kind of your motivation when you get to see that experience and see some of your teammates do it and you say, man, I want to do that too?
Yeah. Well, last year it was Steve-O and Camden, and they kind of led the entire room for all season, so you kind of always try to like be like them because you know that they're going to do good things. So when they make it, you kind of just trigger like a switch in your head, and you do what they did in practice, which is go way harder than everyone else.
Who pushed you in the wrestling room this year? You scrap it out with some kids in there?
Yeah, well, I would wrestle with like John Headley, Noah Miller, Ethan. We would pull Ethan Munson up, but like the coach that would push me was Tristan Finch, because, well, all coaches push you, but Tristan would make me stay after and do extras just so I could get down there.
And you were able to do that. So you got to your big win last week came in the semifinals when you knew, hey, I got to the championship bout, I'm going regardless. But I know you still wanted to win that sectional title bout. I think you told me it was 3-0. Did you have your chances, you think, maybe in that sectional title bout?
Yeah, there are definitely things that I messed up on that I can improve from. But all around, it was a decent match. Like, it was a close match, and we were both pretty good on our feet.
Well, tell us about your bracket this weekend. You head down there. I think you guys are leaving. We're talking to you on Wednesday morning. Head out, I think, at 5:30. So what time do you wrestle tomorrow, and what does the bracket look like? How anxious, nervous, whatever the emotions are right now for you?
Well, we start wrestling at 10 o'clock, and my first match is a kid from Lyle. But you can't really overlook anyone there because it's a state floor, so you have everyone there is good. And then we'll come back at 6:45 if you win at 10 o'clock, and you just go from there.
So when you look at your season, and we backtrack some of the bigger events you were at this year, whether it be Bob Mitten Invite, I think is a big one at the end of the regular season. You guys go to the Pitt, Princeton Invitational Tournament. Were there certain measuring sticks for you this season where you circled something on the schedule and said, man, I gotta, this is where, you know, the rubber meets the road, so to speak, and I need to, this is going to determine, you know, where I'm at in terms of area competition. What were some of the events that really stood out for you during the regular season?
Well, during one of like the main events, I would say, would be the Pit, because that's a super tough tournament, and some people say that if you place in that, you place in the state. So one of my goals was to always place, and then
you place there then?
Yeah, and then the Bob Mitten Invite. That's always a tough tournament because they're good kids. So trying to make it to the – well, usually trying to win it, but I ran against Brock Smith, and he's a good wrestler too. So placing was all right, I guess.
All right, so, too, you look at this year compared to last year, so you're able to punch your ticket and get to state. Were there certain technique things you felt you had to up your game on? I mean, it's still probably a work in progress, but what were some of the things you really honed in on this year to allow you to get to state?
Well, I changed my stance completely at the beginning of the season to, instead of having straight legs and circling a little bit, now I bend my legs and I track into people, and then honestly just working on different setups for different shots. So, I don't know. I guess I just changed most of the stuff on my feet.
All right. Well, so take to the mat on a Thursday, and another state qualifier with you is Seth Speaker. But the wrestling season doesn't end this weekend. So it's always nice that the individual season goes as long as possible, and now you have a chance with the team. So what about, you know, winning the regional title team-wise? And I know it came down, we were talking to Griffin Kernel last week, came down to the very last match of that whole regional tournament. So what about the team advancing to the dual team section? That's pretty neat, too.
Yeah, I think it's nice. I hope that we can win this one. We should be able to win this one, and then I've never wrestled at Team State, and I think that'd be kind of fun.
All right, well, Brockton King, we'll be rooting you on starting Thursday down at the State Farm Center. Nice going at the sectional last week, and good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.